This first week of March has done little to remind us that spring is just 2 weeks away. Winter continues to have a firm grip on our weather, and overall the trend will be a cold one in the coming days, with temperatures running generally at or below seasonable levels into the first part of next week. But today does deliver a little glimmer of hope if you are a fan of warmer weather. We actually went above freezing in many spots this afternoon. Now, typically going above freezing in the first week of March wouldn't warrant a headline, but given how cold it has been, it is definitely worth mentioning on this Friday afternoon. In fact, it's been so cold that the last time Albany touched the 32-degree mark was on March 1st. The last time Albany was above the freezing mark was on February 24th, and the last time Burlington was above freezing was on February 23rd. We've had a bright day across the North Country. We've had more in the way of clouds, though, from the capital region on south, and it's actually been an interesting cloud structure today in the Hudson Valley. We had some stubborn low clouds from Albany on south during this morning and midday. Those clouds have eroded, but there's also a veil of middle and high-level clouds that have blown in from the south, and those clouds are in association with a rather substantial storm system that brought severe weather to Florida yesterday and rain and ice to the Carolinas last night into today. That storm now is off the Carolina coast and is tracking to the northeast. It looks like it will go far enough south of us to not bring any precipitation to our area, though possibly Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard might get clipped by some rain later tonight. For us, though, we're just seeing some clouds south of Albany this afternoon. Those clouds will tend to move out of the region this evening. We'll see some more clouds come in, though, from the northwest as a cold front enters the area later tonight. So we'll see a clear evening with some increasing clouds later tonight. Temperatures will be on the cold side, running generally in the teens. Tomorrow, that cold front will come across the region. That could set off a rain or snow shower, but it won't be a big deal. Temperatures tomorrow will be fairly mild, running in the 30s and lower to mid-40s across the region. That will be followed by some cooler weather for Sunday. And also don't forget that this is the weekend that we return to daylight saving time, so clocks will be set ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tomorrow night. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds after midnight, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or a snow shower, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or a snow shower, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the teens to around 20, and tomorrow a blend of sun and clouds, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight, low in the teens. Tomorrow variably cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, cooler, highs in the 20s and 30s. Variably cloudy on Monday with a chance of rain or snow showers with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.